880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar's giving me the thumbs up. It's time for another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk all hotels today. Hotel, hotel, hotel. We've got a couple of guests on. We've got Robert Finvarb on. He's a developer of hotels all across the United States. We've got Bo Ashbell on. He's a developer and an investor in hotels all across the state. And we've got Don Weidenfeld, who provides green energy solutions to the hotel industry. It's all about hospitality and hotels today on Freed on Business. Hey, Oscar, do we have a caller out there? Hey, all right. Who's out there? Hey, Shelly
Bloom on.
Yeah, Shelly Bloom, Fashion Clothiers.
Hey, out there. What's happening? You know, everybody emailed me, Shelly. They ought to be lining up to get my bar mitzvah suit out there.
Yeah, we've been busy. We've been 4,000 suits a year we sell, so maybe a couple of your buddies showed up, but I haven't seen them today.
No, but listen, the guys in the audience want to know, you know, how do you do all that for $299 and get them, like, what? I mean, like, more than they get for at the regular store?
Well, we're only giving 18 pieces now because it's Father's Day.
18 pieces. I mean, that's good luck to me.
Yeah, three suits, three shirts, three ties, three hankies, three socks, two traveling bags, and a Mercedes-Benz for the weekend.
$299. Awesome. Now, wait, usually all I just get is the medallion. You're going to give me the whole car this time?
You got the whole thing. Nobody. But if I tell you nobody does it, we're giving you a $265 suit for $68, basically, with the package. So if you do three times 68, you're pretty close to 210. Then the shirts, the ties, the matching hankies, the socks, the two traveling bags, and whatever. There's 18 pieces, and it's only $299. That's the reason I'm the only guy in town, the only guy in South Florida, and the only guy on the East Coast, West Coast, and if there's any other coasts that can give it to you for $299. And again, the proof is in the pudding. You know, if you're a good salesman, you make sales. If you have a product that the people accept, we got it. We got it. 4,000 suits a year. There's not a store anywhere, I don't care where you go, that can give you that product. In addition, James, which you have bought from me previously, we've got...
Oh, you're outing me now on the show here, Shelly, yeah, that I dress up in all your outfits.
Well, that's what it's all about. Anyway, we also have three wool suits, 100% wool, the finest you could find, for $749. Labels you'll recognize if you buy better clothing. We also do Italian suits that are $1,125, Father's Day, $499. So I only carry 2,000 suits all time, so I'm sure you'll find something, whether it's Alberto jeans that they sell at Sawgrass for $225. I've got 500 of them for $139. Don't buy all 500. But, and again, there are very few people that like the exotic shoes, the alligator, crocodile, etc., because they're so expensive. Our Father's Day sale is $199.
Well, Shelly, if somebody wants to come down before Father's Day, how do they find you? Because we only got a couple seconds left before I got to go to break.
2650 Northwest 5th Avenue in Wynwood, the famous Wynwood. 2650 Northwest 5th Avenue. If they can call me at 305-573-5890. That's right, 305-573-5890.
Shelly, you're the best. I can't thank you enough for keeping me sharp looking. And hey, everybody, you should join me out at Shelly's. He's got great clothes. And Shelly, how do you just do it?
We do it by doing mass. 4,000 suits, a lot of suits. So we get them in and we sell them, and we don't waste much time. Not like your real estate business where you have to sit on something for a year. We sit on it for 30 days, and it's out the door.
Well, Shelly, I can't wait to see you. I'm coming in for some Father's Day stuff for myself. I'll see you real soon, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week on the show.
All right. Thank you very much, James.
All right. Hey, Oscar, take us away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk hotel and hospitality with some developers, some investors, and some service providers. Top of the line all. We'll start off by talking about what happened at the NYU Hotel Conference up in New York this week. Back after this. Oscar, take us away. We'll be right back.
dive into the action with Family Sundays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Pepsi 4 for 54-pack and bring Dad to the ballpark for Father's Day on June 15th. See your Marlins battle the Pirates at 110. Plus, the first 5,000 dads will get a Marlins ceramic beverage mug, courtesy of Preferred Care Partners. After the game, kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com now. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Whoa, I'm diving right in, and I want my mug, man. Hey, Oscar, make sure you get me that mug. And hey, Bo, I'm reading this one for you. As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. My favorite part is right here. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call, here it comes again, 305-243, you guessed it, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, I want to thank Warren Henry for partnering with Lawrence Kids and helping us get the Love and Healing license plates on the road. So look at your auto tag dealer for the Lawrence Kids Love and Healing license plate. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. It could probably get you a reservation in one of the hotels these guys are going to talk about in a minute. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with some of the most studly hotel guys I know. We've got Bo Ashbell. Bo is the managing director and senior partner in all kinds of hotels. He owns like 20-something hotels in conjunction with, you'll tell us, I think it's Concord Hospitality, if I'm not mistaken. Bo also works with me at the Aztec Group, where he runs our hospitality practice. And we've got Robert Finvarb. Robert owns and develops hotels all around the country. He'll tell you more. And then we've also got Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions. Don helps keep the hotels green and reduces their expenses so these guys make more money. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to be here.
All right. Well, listen, Bo, you got to lean in. It just doesn't listen to you, you know? So now what I want to do is I want to start. You guys were at the NYU Hospitality Conference. I want to start with what's happening in the hotel industry today. We'll ask Bo.
Well, it was a great conference. I can often say that we can talk about the state of the industry by how well this conference is attended. I think it was a record attendance.
2,000.
About 2,000. I think even more, 22, maybe 21, 2,200.
Hotel guys kibitzing over here. Keep going.
And it was robust. It was robust. It was nonstop, almost 24/7.
So I got three letters, H-O-T. Hot. It's a hot market.
It's a hot market. It's a good time to be in the hotel business these days.
Okay, Robert, you're in the hotel business. You're an owner, investor, and developer. What have you seen going on in the hotel business since you started your career umpteen years ago?
A tremendous amount of frothiness right now.
I hate that word, but I'm a seller.
It's a frothy market. It almost doesn't matter what segment you're playing in, what market you're located in. We happen to be involved in two of the hotter markets, obviously South Florida and New York. And it's just a larger universe of players in the market. When Jonathan Gray from Blackstone is giving one of the keynote speeches and talking about Blackstone's continued interest in the segment, you know, not
Hilton Hotel, right?
Not only through Hilton, La Quinta, but also owners. They just took down a major portfolio of select service hotels around the country. That speaks a lot about the segment. When we started out in the hospitality segment, it was a much more limited number of potential buyers. and the acceptance of hotels, you know, in the overall real estate market is much higher than it's ever been. On par with retail, on par with apartments, industrial. So that in and of itself creates tremendous demand.
Wow, the sun is shining. And you mentioned select service hotels. I know, Bo, you've got a strong expertise in that. What's going on there?
Well, historically, a lot of the institutional investors shied away from select service hotels. They focus on full service in key gateway markets. That's no longer the case. They've come to realize that select service hotels perform extremely well, particularly during times when the economy is not performing as well. So select service is great. I think that they are deals that make a lot of economic sense because of the size of the deals, the amount of capital that is required to deploy, to develop them, and the efficiency of operating them.
So we're talking like overall universally and the hotel market in general is hot. We're here in Florida. It's a tourist market. Guys, what's going on in Florida? Robert.
Florida, you, as we know, living down in Miami, needs to be divided between Dade County
and everywhere else,
and the rest of the state. I mean, it's two different markets altogether. And then within Dade County, it's east of the Intercoastal and Miami Beach. I mean, west of the Intercoastal and Miami Beach. West of the Intercoastal, very robust, tremendous amount of development, obviously taking place in downtown Brickell. You know, talk about Miami World Center. Obviously, Brickell City Center is coming out of the ground. There eventually will be new supply added in the design district, Wynwood. Very robust. As far as Miami Beach, it's a global destination. It's officially a market that doesn't experience a seasonal downturn, really. You know, we're seeing in our hotels on the beach solid 80%+ occupancies throughout the year.
Seems like you're not pushing rate enough then, Robert.
No, we are.
Now, okay, guys. Well, oh, my goodness. So, Bo, what are you seeing? You know, not only are you an investor, but you're a transaction intermediary. You do equity, you do debt, you do sales. We've got 2 minutes. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in the capital markets right now for hotels.
Well, we are at times when the cost of money is very affordable. Debt continues to be very inexpensive and is quite readily available both for existing property as well as for ground-up projects. There's an influx of equity that is coming at us at all, you know, from all directions. Obviously, being in Miami, we see a lot of foreign capital is coming in here. So you have a combination of factors right now that makes this a very good time to either buy or sell properties. That is something that really needs to be taken advantage of.
Okay. And, you know, we're going to talk. We've got Don here waiting patiently. We're going to talk with Don in the next segment because what we're also going to talk about is changes in operations, changes in designs, the evolution of the industry, how you can bring more money to the bottom line, and how you can make your opportunity, your hotel, more profitable. We're also going to talk a little bit about evolution in design and operations, restaurants and lobby and stuff like that. Oscar gave me the finger, so we're going to have to go. We'll be right back after this short message. Stick with us. More Freedom Business Hotel and Hospitality 2014. Back after this.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be. I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, it's heating up here in the control room as everybody's talking about business and hotels. So stick with us. We're going to talk about probably the most smoking hot property type other than apartments, guys. And I'll throw a little bit of that in there, too. And, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends and your friends, too, at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And we all know what that means. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Dive into the action with Family Sundays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Pepsi 4 for 54-pack and bring Dad to the ballpark for Father's Day on June 15th. See your Marlins battle the Pirates at 110. Plus, the first 5,000 dads will get a Marlins ceramic beverage mug, courtesy of Preferred Care Partners. After the game, kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com now. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I've already told everybody they can't leave at halftime. We're going to have a great show. They've been talking. There's too much stuff. I've been taking notes the whole time while we were on break. We're going to talk now next about, I want to talk about lobby restaurants, brand evolution, and changes in design. Robert, you're up. You raised your hand. This is right in your wheelhouse. Go for it.
I've been to three conferences in the past 3 weeks, and...
Do you work for a living?
my wife joins me, so
okay. How many cards do you get? I got to get an inch of cards
incredible.
Or forget about it.
Incredible. Shout out to Rochelle, by the way.
Hi, Rochelle. High five to you.
And Ryan and Jack and Mia.
There you go. Okay, I'll take $5 for that part.
There you go. But any event, the entire focus right now, the travel industry, including Sacelac Service, is how do we appeal to Gen Y? How do we become relevant with
Gen
Y?
They don't like me anymore?
Exactly.
I'm an old man now.
Right.
Okay.
But they, you know, we're not cool until they have to trade in that, you know, the two-seat sports car for a minivan. They got to travel with kids. But there's a...
And they go select service with Bo.
But the select service, there's definitely an opportunity. And the way to create that opportunity is by engaging with the guests in the public areas, creating a communal type of feel in the lobby, you know, with liquor sales, food sales, Wi-Fi, more important than hot water in a hotel these days is Wi-Fi. But the communal environment in the lobby is absolutely critical to creating a vibe once you check in a hotel, because nobody wants to check in a hotel now that feels like an empty cafeteria at all hours of the day after breakfast.
No, you want to go in. You want to feel the energy. Bo, you're nodding. What do you got there?
Some of the other trends that I've been noticing is that the rooms are getting a little smaller because they realize that the rooms don't have to be as spacious, and it's designed to be able to appeal to some developers who are running into some cost issues as far as building new properties.
We'll talk about that in a second.
I like a big room.
You're a big boy.
Yeah. I was just, and I don't know if you had a chance to see Citizen M.
No, I didn't see it.
No. It's a brand out of the Netherlands. There were four blocks from the Marriott, and it's funny. When you're coming out of the subway, which is adjacent to their entrance, it says, 8 steps to the Citizen M, 1,000 miles from the Marriott.
Wow.
And the entire...
Ouch.
And the entire... basis upon which they're selling the room is a fantastic social space. Their rooms are 150 square feet. Their beds are surrounded by two walls and a window. Their vanity is in the corridor, the entry corridor. The bathroom has a tiny sink and a shower that looks like you're on a cruise ship. And they're selling for $300 a night.
Because it's the smoking hot vibe, huh?
Because it's an absolutely dynamic public area.
Now, Don, you know, they talked about the water. They've been talking about squeezing profit out of the bottom line. Bo talked about the cost of development, and we will get back to that. But how about the bottom line? You know, you're helping some of these guys as they engineer their things to squeeze more product, some more money out of them. How do you guys do that?
Yes, thank you, Jim. We do that by reducing the energy consumption by approximately 25 to 40% in each of the hotels that we install our equipment in. We do that using occupancy sensors and thermostats that communicate wirelessly back together. The occupancy sensors, quite frankly, take your body temperature as well as your motion, and when you leave the room, the setbacks automatically go up to a predetermined temperature, like 78 degrees or so. Generally speaking, this is one of our best verticals because most of their tenants put the air down to the lowest possible temperature and then leave for the day. Because they're not paying the energy bill, they have no awareness to the consumption. So we come in and we make it a passive system to where we adjust the thermostat based on them leaving the rooms, and therefore it reduces the energy consumption.
You know, now, Bo, you were talking about the developer cost. Another part of the equation is the operating expenses, the revenue, the RevPAR. So if somebody, you know, can add a little bit to the bottom line in today's, you know, frothy hot market, it sounds like it can also create some wealth for you, Bo.
Yes, but you have to keep an eye on expenses. The RevPARs have been increasing quite nicely in the last few years. And on track to
RevPAR is what, in case I don't speak hotel?
Okay, RevPAR is
don't get too technical.
Is acronym for revenue per available room. And it's a combination of the occupancy of the hotel and the average daily rate of the hotel.
It's an indication of how good things are going or bad.
It is a more accurate indication of how well a property is performing. And the RevPAR has been increasing quite nicely in the last 4 or 5 years, I would say. And is on track to continue to increase this year and next year. The issue that you also have to keep an eye on are operating expenses. Payroll costs continue to increase. Benefits are an area that some hoteliers are concerned about. You're beginning to see some energy costs escalating. Real estate taxes are beginning to increase. These are big-ticket items for properties that that operators have to stay on top of.
Now, you know, you talked a little bit also about the cost going up, and one of the things Robert and I were talking about before you got here is now it seems like there's got to be – first you had co-branded, then co-product, and now I think you're going to have different product types coming together. Originally, I think hotel and retail kind of work intuitively, but one of the things that I've been thinking about and looking for more, and we've been talking about it in the office and in the studio and all over the place, is apartments, not necessarily condo. They did condo the last time. Apartments. Apartments is like having a triple net guy right next to you. Bobby, you're nodding your head. What do you think about that?
About having apartments next to our hotel?
Yeah.
Not crazy about it.
It's okay.
You
don't have to agree with me.
No, it depends what kind of product type. I mean, if I have an extended stay hotel and a high-end apartment next to me, we conceivably could be competing. We have several extended stay hotels in our portfolio. And on the longer-term projects, what we're seeing, especially among the foreign companies, is them renting, you know, an apartment unit for a period of 6 months to a year and putting in multiple project participants in those units and basically extracting that business out of the extended stay segment.
Wow, that's interesting. So that's sort of like an executive apartment making competition then.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting, though, is Marriott used to have an executive stay long-term apartments in their portfolio, and they got out of the business. But we're seeing
cannibalizing them?
Yeah, but we're seeing that trend coming back.
Oh, okay. Bo, what do you think about my brilliant idea that's just been shot down by Bobby?
I tend to
high five to you, Bobby, by the way. Well done. Now, you did good on that. Fist bump. There you go.
I tend to agree with Bobby. I don't think that's a good marriage. Where I do see a better marriage, hotels and office buildings.
Uh-huh.
And hotels and retail.
Okay.
I see more synergy and more opportunity to complement each other.
Uh-huh.
But you mostly see those type of opportunities, mixed-use opportunities in urban settings where land cost has become so high, where the only way you can justify development is by incorporating several components together.
Now, yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Another part of just dovetailing on what Bo said is that if you're able to develop a hotel with a retail element or an office element as part of your project in a market that's viable for those uses, you're able to significantly lessen the volatility of the project and not be subject to, you know, the ups and downs that are inherent in the hotel business. So, for example, when I'm when we're our company's looking to develop in these urban settings, a lot of times if we're able to do, you know, Class A retail on the ground floor, it reduces our risk profile, basically, on a project.
Well, sure. And also, I got to figure if you're next to an office building, you're going to talk to the people in the office building, put your people up here, we'll give you a discount.
100%.
Now, Don, what are you seeing in cost management on the hospitality?
Well, let me just jump in there really
quickly.
Go,
please, please.
We can save energy in each one of those verticals, just so you guys are aware. Whether it's retailing, whether it's hotel, whether it's office, whether it's condo complexes or whatnot. But that being said, we save energy across the board, and we are seeing a pickup in demand for our products because there are, you know, most of the properties and your hotels are becoming a lot more profitable at this point.
And that's one of the only areas where we can't save money because, unfortunately, you know, we appeal our property taxes, but ultimately we're not the arbiter of that decision. The insurance rates, you know, we try our best. We competitively bid, but they are what they are. And Obamacare is having a tremendous impact on the service industry between restaurants and hotels. And that's we're past a point of no return. I mean, that's not –
Yeah, that's well, that train can, lets the station.
So sure, and we can help you really absolutely with the bottom line, not to mention in areas, as I mentioned before the show, in California and also in New York, Con Edison is actually also paying part of our installations, about up to 50%. So it really works down to your bottom line because they're looking to reduce expenses on building new plants and equipment. So across the board, they're supporting that. And as well, you know, we're providing the energy savings to the
property. In some places, there's bond financing for this, I've been reading. No?
Yes, we're, absolutely.
We're actually doing a project right now in New York across the street from 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan where we're getting we're doing wind turbines on the roof.
Awesome.
And they're the size of like a soda machine, a vending machine.
Not really
sodas.
That big then, huh?
They're not that big, not that heavy.
Not
and
intrusive either.
Over 70% of the cost is being subsidized by the New York State.
Wow.
Energy.
We've only got like a minute left. I wanted to talk about some of the arms race that's going on. I wanted to talk about the impact of the internet. Can you guys stick with me for a little couple more minutes? I got a couple of nods. Bobby's going okay.
Absolutely. I've never had more fun after 5 o'clock on
told
a Thursday.
Told you it was a better than a pony ride, didn't I? Told you it was, yeah, right. Yeah, 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 right. High five. And I got, if you want, I'll even go out and get you some more water from the water machine.
All right,
we're going to be back. The guys are going to stick with me. We're really going to get into it. We've used up all the material. Now it's just going to be four guys talking hotels and hospitality and making money. We'll be right back after this short break. Oscar, take it away.
Rising up through the air, up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, the conversation in here is going fast and furious, and the guys are saving each other some money and making money together, so Freedom Business is smoking hot today. And hey, you know what else is smoking hot? My buddies at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and you know what that means by now. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. It's always the best price. It's always the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
Dive into the action with Family Sundays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Pepsi 4 for 54-pack and bring Dad to the ballpark for Father's Day on June 15th. See your Marlins battle the Pirates at 110. Plus, the first 5,000 dads will get a Marlins ceramic beverage mug, courtesy of Preferred Care Partners. After the game, kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com now. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
Oh, you know, and if you dive in with the Marlins, you still don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated by like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan, yeah, he's been a guest on Freedom Business, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays continue on the Palmetto now with a southbound crash at 25th Street. We've got a center lane block. Delays on the approach there. It's already slow heading down towards the Dolphin. Northbound 95, a little left lane blocked, one of the express lanes, due to a crash at 103rd Street. You'll find problems in Broward County. Accident clearing southbound 95, State Road 84, finally off on the shoulder. Delays continue. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Hey, you know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation, and soon Bascom Palmer's going to be in Naples. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, seriously, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and also the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at UHealthDiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better every day. They're doing some really cool stuff and interesting things. It's always innovative. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about how I write all my stuff and do most of this stuff ad lib. That's right, I'm a radio genius and savant, but hey, who's talking about me today? We're back with Bo Ashbell. He's a managing director at the Aztec Group. We work together. The man is making a fortune. He's killing it. The hospitality industry is hot. And we're here with Robert Finvarb. He develops hotels. The market's hot, so I guess Robert's hot, too. We're also here with Don Weidenfeld. Don helps to keep their energy costs down at their hotels and make them lots of money. We're going to talk about all that right now. I want to start off with a term Robert used, arms race. What's arms race in hotels?
As the new properties are getting developed, the existing properties have to up their game. And in the hotel segment, your product can grow stale extremely quickly. There's always a new element being introduced to the market. As a good example, Hyatt Place sort of revolutionized the food and beverage experience in a limited service hotel about 7 years ago by incorporating almost a 24/7 type of breakfast, lunch, and dinner offering. That is that's fast food, but more health conscious. Marriott followed it up with a bistro in the courtyard. Hilton Garden Inn followed it up with their own interpretation. So it continually changes. Now, like I mentioned earlier, Wi-Fi, the latest trend there is the fact that people now don't want to only you know, they don't only want a fast connection, but they want to stream video.
That so they want a wide connection, mm-hmm. too.
Exactly, which obviously not
costs
only
more.
Not only costs more, but it diminishes our revenue on adult films. Because
all right, now, wait a minute now. We don't have to advertise for any of those sites here on the show.
But that's what's happening. And I mean, you've got to adjust. So, I mean, obviously, now we've got to adjust what we offer on TV. And the late.
Well, you're right. I have Showtime On Demand and all that stuff on my iPad. To heck with you.
But the latest also is now, within 3 to 5 years, your TV in your room is not going to be a TV. It's going to be a glass screen where you can plug in whatever's on your iPad, your iPhone.
It's going to be a monitor.
And watch your Hulu, your Netflix, and watch what you want on demand because as we know, with Generation Y, our kids, their friends, the TV is an antiquated entertainment tool.
Yeah, it's an appliance now. Bo, what are you seeing, man?
The other facet of the arms race, as Bobby says, is the ability to capture the best brands in the business for a particular market.
Hey, I need your label here. You can't go over there. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh, man. Very good.
You want to get the best brands. Typically, they belong to the Marriotts, the Hiltons, the Hyatts of this world. In order to be able to fend off other competitors who may have desire to develop the same brands.
Now, what makes them the best brands that you mentioned?
They have the best distribution system in the business. They can drive business to your hotel on a every day of the year. And they command the best rates.
Well, okay, you mentioned we've been talking about computers, we've been talking about branding, and it all drives to bringing people in and putting heads in beds, right? Is that what you guys say, heads in beds?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, so now what's the real impact been of the internet? I see all these crazy commercials about Tripendicular and, Purple Place and all this other stuff. Every day there's a new way for me to save on my hotel room. Robert Finvar, Bobby, hotel owner, what's the truth about saving on these websites?
When you're staying at a branded hotel,
yeah,
you could find the best price on their proprietary website. So if you're going to stay in a Marriott, although TripAdvisor and Expedia and Travelocity will all advertise the fact that you're going to find the best deal on their websites, it's a fallacy. The big brands are obligated to provide a best rate guarantee, and you will get a better rate if you a better room, a better product, as opposed to reserving a room through an OTA, which is an online travel agency.
So you say obligated, so that means there's something in your documentation about that when
yes.
you sign up with them.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then you're saying that I'm going to get a better room by booking with them. That's sort of like a frequent flyer benefit.
100%. And that's one of the biggest benefits to aligning with the Marriott's, Hilton's, and Hyatt's of the world and Starwood's is their frequent traveler programs. As an example, this year, Marriott will have 50 million Marriott Rewards members.
50 million members?
50 million members.
Holy moly.
And their Marriott.com website is one of the top five most visited travel websites in the entire industry. That includes airlines, car rental agencies, and the third-party online travel agencies.
Now, we're talking about brands. And, Don, you've got a relationship with one of the brands. Isn't one of the brands one of you're a service provider for?
Yes, I mean, we have relationships with most of the brands. We are an exclusive energy management provider for Wyndham Worldwide. In addition, we have relationships with Hilton and Marriott and a number of the other brands out there as well.
So then you deal with the brands. You also deal with the franchisees then, huh?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So
franchisees, owners, everybody.
Okay. And now we've only got like 3 minutes. I'm making you stay the whole time at this point. To heck with you guys. This is too much fun. Bo, what's going on with TripAdvisor and stuff like that? A bad TripAdvisor guy can kill you, no?
TripAdvisor could absolutely kill you. I will tell you, I look at my own wife, all right? When she travels,
I don't look at your wife.
No. When she travels, she looks at TripAdvisor, and if she doesn't like what she reads in TripAdvisor, we don't stay at a particular place she was looking at.
She doesn't realize that it was the desk guy from across the way that wrote the crappy TripAdvisor thing.
She's smart. She's smart. She's smart enough to know not to look at just one comment. She looks at the trend.
Well, of course, because she went to the University of Florida. She's a bright woman, right, Bobby?
Go Gators!
There you go. All right, we've only got a minute left in this segment. Oscar, how much time? 1 minute. I'm out. Get off the phone and do your thing, Oscar. Come on. All right, we're going to be right back. We're having a great time here. It's four guys talking hotels, hospitality, energy management, greening the world, saving the world. Well, maybe not, because we didn't like Obamacare. But we'll be right back after this short break. More hotels, more hospitality with my three good buddies. Back after this.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. Take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you
feel. All right. You know, hey, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The hotel guys in here know. They've been talking about it. If you don't give your customers what they want, they're going to go to somebody else. Well, the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my cars from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a professional assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, the last few weeks for Lawrence Kids has been really big. She's been all over the country, all over the world. In fact, she's going to be on the, she's had the fifth anniversary of the Walk in My Shoes, her 60,000-mile journey. And you know what? Next, in Tallahassee, she's going to put the finishing touches on the Safer, Smarter Kids, grades 1 through 3. She's going to be in New York City for the Gracie Awards. That's for ladies in radio. And on and on and on. She's just awesome. She's my hero. She should be your hero, too. Make sure that if you have a child in crisis, it's your obligation. If you know about somebody that's being abused, it's a child, you must call and report it. You can call the Lawrence Kids Crisis Line at 1-877-LKIDS-01 and make sure you go out and support us by going to lawrencekids.org and make sure you buy the Lawrence Kids Love and Healing License Plate that Romero Brito has designed. For more info, go to lawrencekids.org.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Dive into the action with Family Sundays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Pepsi 4 for 54-pack and bring Dad to the ballpark for Father's Day on June 15th. See your Marlins battle the Pirates at 110. Plus, the first 5,000 dads will get a Marlins ceramic beverage mug, courtesy of Preferred Care Partners. After the game, kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com now. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with the final segment. As I like to say, the fourth quarter, or bringing it home, the ninth inning, whatever you want to say. But one of the things that Bo and I do, and Robert, and we all do, is development. I do apartments. You guys do hotels. Don does everything. You know, what are the challenges for you guys right now? Because I know that when I'm trying to do a site for apartments, I'm competing maybe sometimes with a hotel guy. And if it's something that a condo guy likes, forget it. We're all out of the game, guys. What's your opinion?
You're absolutely right. Condos are formidable competitors for choice sites. No one can really compete against them because they can afford to pay their highest prices. So more often than not, a condo project would prevail. So that's one challenge. That has really caused an effect on land values, have really, really escalated. We've seen some values have doubled, I say, within the past year.
And just flipped the site for twice what the guy paid for it 6 weeks earlier.
Okay, so maybe less than a year.
I'm the man.
Incredible.
Well, that was here in Miami, one of the hottest submarkets. Yeah. It doesn't happen once in a lifetime.
We're talking about Miami mostly, and what is happening is that it's awfully difficult to pencil in some of the projects today. So that's issue one. Issue two would be the cost of construction. I mean, hard cost for hotels and for all projects has really escalated and have increased, in my opinion, by at least 30-35%, I'd say, in the last...
Yeah, you got to talk in the mic. You said 30-35%, and that's what we've seen. Robert?
We're under construction with three projects right now. We've got about $250 million of construction in the ground, and in New York and two in Miami.
Right.
In South Beach, actually. And
well, that's like little New York, missing borough.
Exactly. The seventh or sixth. Whatever.
I don't know. I don't keep track. I just got the little thing down.
But what's interesting is that... we're going vertical right now, but when we were in the foundation phase, one of our contractors, a significant outfit down here, expressed to us that they recommended we put a deposit on a crane, because if not, we would have had to import a crane from Georgia, believe it or not.
Well, I could see them from where I live. I must be able to see 20 of these things. It's a state bird again.
So it's unbelievable that the other major concern is the talent pool, obviously – available from the contractor, subcontractor community is spread extremely thin right now. So
how about for you guys, for employees, once you get open?
It's you're seeing the same types of employees be recycled from property to property. The talent pool is very thin. And, Miami is becoming a real city. Real 24/7
city. Well, we all
city.
Grew up here, so we know what it was like before when it rolled up, with the white shoes on Labor Day.
Yeah, I mean, look, my grandfather 40 years ago was the king of the leisure suit. Okay, so I know what it's like.
I had one too for my bar mitzvah. Well, actually, Shelley, we'll talk about that next week.
But in any event, we're as a global destination, we're still challenged in many respects.
Now, Bo, we talked about global destination, global challenges. How about the guys that pass through your office that are international people looking for hotels? We read about the oligarchs, the I don't know whatever else you got there. Do those people really exist?
They do exist, and many of them have substantial means, and many of them don't really belong in a business.
Okay, well, then they need to team up with real operators,
They are folks who feel that hotels are sexy. And it's a fabulous property for them to own. And more often than not, they overpay for properties and really drive the market to where the market doesn't want to go. Some of them are very disciplined, and some of them are very knowledgeable. And but you get to see the whole gamut.
And Don, I know that all your products are manufactured in the United States, but that business is smoking. How are you for being able to meet the production requirements that your clients are? You having starting to stress on your ability to deliver products in a timely manner to these people when they're under construction or doing a retrofit?
yes, Jim, we are. We manufacture everything in Ohio. We just add more manufacturing facilities when needed. And as the demand increases in multiple products and as we add more product lines, we do increase the manufacturing.
Okay, well, we've got four more minutes. So really what I want to do is kind of just go around and get the kind of final thoughts of everybody. Bo, we've been talking. What's going on? Where are we heading with the hotel industry?
I think the hotel industry, particularly here in South Florida, has probably, in my opinion, at least 3 or 4 years to go. before supply will begin to impact numbers. Supply is still, even though it's high relative to other markets around the country, it is still a reasonable number.
Okay, Robert, last thought?
I think an interesting dynamic taking place right now is you're seeing a lot of new construction of hotels, and we talked about the arms race. A lot of the older properties, especially on South Beach, that have been sort of taking advantage of the fact that we've had limited supply are going to either have to up their game or they're going to be deemed irrelevant. That really refers to a lot of these independent hotels that have not upgraded their product type in 10 years. You're going to have some brand spanking new hotels across the street and down the block, and it's going to have a tremendous impact on shifting business out of those boxes.
Donnie?
And we are looking to grow with the hotel industry as all the verticals across the board, and Magnum Energy Solutions is here to increase your bottom line, increase your profitability, and we're looking to grow with you.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody. It's been a great show. I've had, like, more fun because I got my buddies surrounding me. We've had just a great time. You're all coming back at the end of the summer. We're going to do a What's Happening Now at the end of the summer. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, UHealth. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank the NFL alumni and the Miami Dolphins. Of course, the Miami Marlins. Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions. Aztec Group. Hey, well done to Aztec Group. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. And, of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. I want to make sure you go out to our Facebook page and like our show. And please tell your friends. Keep listening to the show. We'll talk about more about my mixed-use ideas. We've got shows coming up with the folks from Constant Contact to tell you how to reach out to everybody. We're going to have the Marlins on to talk about some more bilingual advertising. And we're going to have Bruce Turkell on to talk about building your brand. So great things coming up this summer. And I think I'm going to start programming some more summertime music. Oscar, yes, Oscar, we're going to do a little Jimmy Buffett coming up. I don't know. Yeah, all right. High five. Maybe a little Beach Boys, Kokomo, that kind of stuff. All right. So I want to make sure everybody joins our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I'm on Twitter, at Jim Fried. The show's on, at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook. I'm just learning how to use that. I'm a true genius now. LinkedIn, I've got contacts this week from India and England. England was on Twitter. YouTube. YouTube gets lots of hits. The websites get lots of hits each week. Join us. Contribute there. If you missed today's show, we're going to be putting it up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. And so make sure you stick with us. Like I said, next week we'll have folks on from Constant Contact. We're going to have the Marlins coming up. Bruce Turkell. We're going to talk hot cars with Larry Zinn again in July. So join us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5 o'clock. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. Now, the other finds an excuse. Go out there and make it happen. Go Miami Heat!
Tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. They're saying you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece.